Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Feel discombobulated already. I didn't have a water. I've run in. I missed my bus. Oh God, I'm here now. Thank you. Hello.
Well, that's fine. How are you after your sellout show last night?
Oh, I had a sellout show. Could we say that again and again and again?
Did you have a sellout show last night?
I did have a sellout show. Honestly,
there.
I'm going to be unbearable.
And do you know why you had a sellout show?
I have no idea.
Because you wore clean clothes and you weren't on drugs.
I did.
Word had got around.
Maybe that was it.
Yes.
That I had actually changed my pants for the first time in 3 days.
Oh, I think we'll move on from that.
It's the fringe. You can get away with murder, honestly. Literally, you can get, I mean, seen some of the shows, Christ.
Well, actually, not naming names because there are too many, but yes, no, I agree. I was exposed to some filth yesterday and not the kind that I like.
Oh, right, okay. No. Were you?
Yes. Where? No, I mean, it was bilge. It was dreadful. I mean, I wanted to take my own life.
Okay, but yeah. You're here now. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
For battling on through.
Survived the evening. So, but you're feeling buoyant? You're feeling good?
I am. I'm feeling, actually, I feel like I am on drugs. I feel a bit giddy. Oh. You know when your day doesn't start the way you planned it? Because I planned to get an early bus in, do my little thing at Greg's, have a Greg's and a coffee, and then amble down here, have a cigarette, sit, chill, and then ended up that I missed that bus. I had to go to another shop. I rammed down a bacon and egg roll. Mm. I know, which Bruce loves watching me eat.
It really is disgusting for a woman of 56 that can't put the food in her mouth. It's
without
horrible.
Dribbling
it's like,
it down.
It's like watching a homeless person being given a gift.
I know, it does.
You jump, it's all over your face. It's down your décolletage. It's revolting, but we'll move on from that. Now, the first guest's busy.
Busy girl.
She's a busy girl.
And which why we're...
She's very busy. She needs to be on. I said, do you need to go on first? It's like, bitch, answer the fucking question. Do you need to go on first? Do you not need to go on first? She needs to go on first. It's Alison June Smith.
Hey!
Oh, hello, hello. Ah, there we are. Thank you for fitting us into our first sellout show of the run.
This
Ooh.
Is. Do you know
and
what,
believe
actually,
us, this is a sellout show.
This is packed to the gunnels, honestly.
We are delighted. I often think when I'm in here before the show, what would Beyoncé do? And she would probably just count her money and thank Christ she's not here. But today, you have given us faith. These gentlemen I know from the cabaret scene.
Hello.
Yes, they have followed me around for years in the vain hope of a spit roast. It's not happening. If I won't eat rotisserie chicken, I will not eat these two. So there you go. Hemorrhoid central. I'll talk about hemorrhoids later.
Alison June Smith, thank you so much for coming and joining us. You are one of my favourite people in the whole world, so this is fine. I love seeing you all the time.
I love seeing you.
But yeah. You finally come up to Edinburgh. How many times did you discuss doing Edinburgh, not doing Edinburgh this year?
I think I've discussed doing the Edinburgh Fringe Festival probably about 6 or 7 times, and I've never done it. But I made it up for 10 days this time, everyone.
Oh, hey. Wow. A whole
and they're
10
thrilled.
Days.
Everyone's thrilled. Yeah,
a whole
10 days.
Days.
Whole 10
just,
days.
Just dipping your toe?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Just, yeah. And where are you?
I'm at the Cabaret Voltaire at 2:30.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I'm sharing it with another lovely comedian, Daisy Earle, who is fantastic.
Now, that is a person I genuinely very much enjoy.
You do.
She's
if
a delight.
If you want a recommendation, go and see Daisy Earle. Is yeah. she doing a
and
show?
And Alison June Smith.
Oh, and Alison June Smith. I know that Daisy's not here.
Come for Daisy, stay for me. I don't give a shit. Thank you so much. Whatever gets you there.
Sorry, yeah. I never thought. It's because you're so busy, you're putting me off.
So busy.
We do feel like we're on adrenaline today. It's all good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, so yes. So you and Daisy are doing the show, which obviously I do. I fucking love you both. See, what time again is it?
2:30.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stay then.
I know. And every day I have to think, what time? I don't know how you guys do this regularly. Like regular fringe goers, it's insanity. Days yeah. are just a blur. I often thought, oh, if I have a couple of hours between two shows, no problem. Fuck that. No, you've got to go, 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 go. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
No, absolutely. And then it's a real kind of hit and miss of people that you bump into in the street and you go, oh, brilliant. And then people you see in the street go, oh, fuck, hide. So it is.
Oh, I've already avoided so many. I just go head down and I keep going. And yes. I know that they're doing the same thing, so it's okay. I don't feel bad about avoiding people.
I was coming out of venue on Friday night and I went hello and goodbye because I don't enjoy either of those people. And if people come up and say hi, I just go no.
Hello. And no. just keep fucking moving. Yeah.
But your face, at least my face can lie. Your face can't even lie.
No. Mm-hmm. No. That's true, actually. Yes. I was tempted to smash someone's head in on Thursday afternoon.
Oh,
glad violent. I was out with my family because that kind of prevented me. But, you know, they would have deserved it. And as long as I got to share a cell with the dog, I would have done the time. I just think if you're that busy, not you, this isn't a dig at you. If you're as busy as the person on Thursday, you should either get help or shut up and go on with it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I think there also... These people who want to do a million shows, I mean, that's great.
Oh, they've chosen this bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I can't feel sorry for you because you've got a bad complexion. Mm-hmm. You have to maintain your own face.
Yeah, it's up to you. It's your responsibility.
It is your responsibility. I'm so tired of hearing how busy everyone is. Not you, obviously, because I know it's very important that you are busy. But these people, oh, I'm doing 18,000 shows a minute. Well, you chose that.
You did it.
You chose to be in that relationship that, by the way, we all know isn't working. Not naming names. So, yes, no, I want these people killed.
Bruce has a reputation for not naming any names and then promptly naming them.
I really enjoy that.
I can't at the moment. I can't. What do you discuss in your show?
Oh, in my show? Yeah. Okay, well, I've been doing an advice column. I got a podcast. I have an advice column. That is what I've been doing for the last year. And so I talk a lot about problems and the different types of problems and like some solution. Well, I don't know if solutions, some recommendations that I've given. Yeah.
Can I just pop you on the spot? Yeah. Does anyone have any problems here this afternoon? Because we can deal with them now.
Or let's do this. Camouflage it. Does a friend of yours have a problem?
Any friends' problems? Yeah. Well, there's too many down here, obviously. We don't have time.
There's creams for that. There's creams for that now.
We don't have time for the two Ronnies. Any problems over here that need discussed? No, fuck off.
They're
right,
like,
okay,
not.
That's
right.
How about you, madam? Do you have any problems? Are you looking for a horizontal refreshment, unrequited love, any of that kind of stuff? Are you in debt? Are you having an affair? All of the... What can she do? She's a whore with no money. What can she do?
Well, appreciate your time being a whore. It's not going to last forever, right? So this is your time to shine. You know, because you don't want to be on your deathbed, right? And 102 and thinking, oh, I could have had a couple more in there. You know, that's life. Live your life. Yeah.
Can I just say, I mean, not aimed at me, but a killer rack. You could be using this more.
It is true.
You should lead with your jugs. They're good. Are they your own? Oh, lovely. That's great. And
your
what's
own
your name?
Jugs.
Oh, hello. How are you? Are you okay? That's fine. Are you finding this advice helpful?
Good.
Fucking
thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank
How
you.
How does your mother feel about having a dirty wee whore as a daughter? Is she on board? She probably was one. What does your father do?
Nothing.
Right. Does he come from money? No. Clearly. Right.
Your mom is the money. I love that your mom supports it. I have a little bit of a slaggy mom myself as well. She's been married to my father for a very long time, but one of the first pieces of advice she gave to me when I got my heart broken when I was young, she said this. She goes, oh, sweetheart, don't you worry about it. The best way to get over somebody is to just get under somebody else. That's my mother. Yeah, yeah. She's also very religious, so... You know,
Yeah,
she just prays for my forgiveness afterwards. Throw them in there and then, dear God, please forgive my daughter. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, yes, I didn't have very good advice from either of my parents. They were appalling. They were just drunks. So.
Well, I'm glad to see you. Fruit hasn't fallen far.
No, I know. No. I learned from the
best.
Do
you advise your children? Do they come to you for advice?
No, they do come to me for advice, then completely ignore it. And then Finny, my youngest, she's in Malia at the moment. She sent me a video this morning of her getting her 10th tattoo, knowing that I fucking hate tattoos. She's got 10 now. 10 tattoos. And well, she's
I thought
got
you said
one.
A tit tattoo. I thought, oh, that's a very intimate thing
she's
to
say. She's got tit tattoo there. She's got one on her ankle. And now she's got one in there.
Oh, she did a lip tattoo.
Yeah.
Oh, that's revolting.
It is revolting. So she's no longer my daughter.
Ah.
That's what's happened there.
See, do you not worry? I look at, porn, and I see a lot of guys who are heavily tattooed in that, and then I see them sitting in the sun. Do you have more chance? You'll know this as an advice type person.
Sure.
Do you have more chance of contracting skin cancer if you're full of ink?
I don't know if you have more chance of getting skin cancer, but I know your skin can get burnt more quickly, so possibly, yeah.
Right.
Because you do. You do a little bit, not damage, but you do, you'd make your skin gentle where you get a tat. Yeah.
Well, have you got tattoos?
No, because I can't think of a thing I'd like to put on my body permanently. I mean, are you kidding? No.
Any tattoos in the audience? Do you have any? Well, clearly, that didn't need to be said.
You got a track record for all their names? No, I'm kidding.
Have you got a ruler? Over eight?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, there's something. Oh, it's a strange fruit. Could you stand up just so everyone
can
see?
Come on, love.
Up you come.
Is it a pineapple? It's in Scotland, so we don't quite know what fruit is.
They're like, what is this?
What is it?
Fantastic Mr. Fox. You know, like, the cider apples from Fantastic
Mr. Fox? No. Did anyone read the Roald Dahl book, The Fantastic Mr. Fox? Oh, wow. Oh, this is outrageous. Excuse me, I binge read Mills and Boons, bitch. I can fucking read.
I absolutely love audience members just coming up and abusing us and calling us thick.
Absolutely, but that is the thing. You know, if you're a working girl, you don't give a shit.
Yeah,
you have to have a sharp tongue on you. Mm-hmm. You get paid extra. Are you?
Well, are you
one of the flyers? Right, well, we want to fucking speak to you. Where are our audience? You should be sucking them off behind biffa bins. Good Lord. Do you get paid to flyer? Oh, my God.
Do you remember the good old days when people used to do it for work experience?
Flyer?
I know it was called exploitation, but I was a fan.
I exploited your child
yes,
the first
absolutely.
Time I came up. Yeah, because I did come up one time and did a multi-bill, and your child, we exploited her.
Yeah.
She flyered. Yeah.
100%.
Tom State's son, we exploited him. He flyered. Yeah.
That was the only reason I had children, was to exploit them when they got to an age that they could be fucking useful to me.
Yeah. Flyer at the fringe.
Flyer, yeah.
But you don't want any more children.
I think that ship has sailed, Bruce.
Well, yes.
How many, in total, it's four, three, five,
just
no.
The four. Just the four.
Just the four.
Yeah.
God, you're so good. I'm a non-breeder myself. Yeah, no babies here.
Oh, there's a couple of breeders up the back. They're
men.
Are they
breeders?
I'll give you the details afterwards.
It's good. Breeders breed, so the non-breeders don't have to breed.
You've never wanted kids, though, have you?
No bun in the oven. No. Cock in the cooker, yes, but no bun in the oven. Thank you very much. Yeah, no babies. Yeah. I've always known I never wanted to have a child. And I knew because when I was young and I played with my Barbie, because Barbie was me living out my fantasies, she only ever had a boyfriend and an apartment. Ken would come, Ken would go. Ken would come, Ken would go. That was fucking it. No babies. So I always knew that's how I want to design my life. Yeah.
Live like Barbie.
Do you know who lives like that? Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton.
Do they?
They live in separate houses.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. If I had enough income, I'd get my boyfriend another place to live.
Yep.
Isn't that awful? If he had enough income, I'd make him move out. But I'm my own woman, everyone. I pay for my boyfriend.
Weirdly, I was married 23 years, and then we split up during lockdown, and when we decided we were going to split up, he didn't move out immediately, but he moved into the spare bedroom for a couple of months, and then I went, and we got on better than we had in 23 years, and I thought, why didn't we do this at the fucking beginning, just not have the same bedroom?
Yeah.
I think that's a recipe for a good marriage.
What, not having the same bedroom?
Yeah,
apparently
have different rooms.
Separate bathrooms,
separate bedrooms. I mean, we've got separate houses. Separate houses, I think, works.
I'll say this, even if you don't want to have separate bedrooms, let's say you don't have the get yourself your own duvet. Why do people have to sleep under the same? Get your own set of sheets. We did that. It's the best thing we've ever done now, right?
Actually, Ailey and Gareth do that. My daughter and son-in-law, they've got separate duvets.
He's too hot. He's so do it. That's my advice, everyone. There you go. Separate duvets. Happy marriage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh.
Where did you meet this person?
At a wedding.
Oh, Katie nice.
Mulgrew's. Yeah. Katie nice. Mulgrew's wedding.
Katie Mulgrew's wedding. He is a comedian, but we did not meet at a gig. And in fact,
would you like to name him?
Yeah, his name is Danny Sutcliffe. He's very funny, very talented. He's filming a movie right now. Don't mean to brag, but...
I know. I can't help every time when I hear a name that's similar to something else, and Danny is not a serial killer, but I always think of Peter Sutcliffe.
Oh, yeah, of course. I look like him.
Like Peter Sutcliffe?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I thought he was very good-looking. He was very handsome. Yes, yes. Well. And I'm always up for a bit of murder, because I'm a big Taggart fan, you see. So I like the murder mystery aspect of life. What film is he in?
Well, he is filming. It's called Mr. Doom. And it is, an independent being made. They got funding. And he is Mr. Doom. It's about a washed-up snooker player. So, yeah.
I've seen the trailer, and it's fabulous.
Right?
It's Mathella.
It looks really good.
Lovely. Could he not get you in as an extra, as a ball? or a bit of chalk.
It's, you know what, it's a very boy movie, so go.
There's a couple of guys in here that'll be interested.
Yeah, there's violence and snooker and yeah.
Poodle balling, is that not something? Did gangsters not used to attack people with snooker balls and tights?
Yes. Yeah. That was very much,
yeah.
Yeah, bring back those days.
In the good old days, yeah.
Yeah, there was cricket bats and there was bowls and tights. Yeah, they used to do bowls and tights. I mean, there's bowls and tights.
Sounds like a lovely evening out. Alison, I feel we've gone as far as we can with therapy with you, and I want you to remain and retrain and, you know, give out all your advice. Just remind the people where they can see you again and what time. I know it's half two.
Yeah.
Cabaret Voltaire. And you're going to be there.
Yeah.
And it's called Working Out. And
There is no physical activity that happens.
I hope you've entered your poster into the poster awards because it's one of the best posters.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's
absolutely
brilliant.
What's it like? Can you paint a picture?
So the poster awards...
No, hard poster. I know what the poster awards are. In the name of humanity.
Sometimes I feel that you need things explained
to you,
Bruce.
Someone is full of couscous.
Someone's full of excuses.
Alison, can you tell me what your poster's like? Because someone fucking can't.
I can. She was very excited. Yeah, you were going to do it. Go for it. I trust
you. So it's two people working out. It's very kind of 1980s Olivia Newton-John vibe.
I'm in.
Very colourful.
Xanadu.
With their heads photoshopped onto these working out leggings, 80s things. It looks fabulous.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah. Yes, Jane Fonda.
And it is Photoshop because I sure as fuck wasn't going to put on tights. that's what we did. It's my dream body on the poster. Go look at it. It's what I've always wanted to look like, everyone. Yeah, it's my dream.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Do you remember when Cher was having a career dip and brought it back with resistance bands?
Is that what she
Does
did?
Anyone else remember
was
that?
Was that the same time as Suzanne Summers and the Thigh Master?
The Thigh Master.
Yeah, the Thigh Master.
Well, of course, she was in Sex and the City too, dealing with the menopause.
That's right.
Yeah. Yams. So in case anyone's on HRT and you run out, hummus, that's what you need to get, either on your tongue or on your forearm. Alison, it's been a joy. Come here, a round of applause.
Thank you.
There we go. Have a good show. She's so busy.
Hey.
Right. Shall we get our next guest on?
Gosh, I feel like we're on a roller coaster having a giddy little ride.
It's because you sold out. I don't know if people know that. Talking of other people that sold out last night, don't spit. Can we have a round of applause for Miss Hal Cruttingdon? There we go. Come on, darling. Hello. Are you well?
Well. I get the hugs.
Oh, you're a brave man wearing linen in this humidity.
It's the only thing you can wear, isn't it?
Is it a linen
really
mix?
Easily. It is.
Oh, I'm a sweater. Are you a sweater?
I'm an appalling sweater.
Are you a hyperhidrosis person?
I think so. I actually went for therapy on it.
Oh, really?
Because it happened to me on live TV, which I hate anyway.
Yeah.
And I was. It wasn't good live TV. It was the Channel 5, the right stuff. Do you remember that shit?
Yeah. Anything on Channel 5
God, they'll never
have
me back. Jeremy
TV.
Vine's much better. No, nothing wrong with Matthew. Anyway, I can't... God... You said if you don't want it in the edit, don't say it. Fuck. Anyway, now I've sworn. Now, I'm really hungover as well, and I tend to
Brilliant.
React quite badly.
I'm loving your work.
Last year, I went and did a daytime show after really being hungover, did Fred McCauley's show, and turned it into a sort of political rant.
Okay.
I don't think he's ever forgiven me. So
well, that would have thrown Fred, because he's not clever.
No, he's lovely, but we were doing it, but I don't know if he's ever forgiven me. Anyway, but yeah, I was on this thing, on the right stuff, and I was talking, I suddenly went, oh, I feel a bit hot. And it gets in your brain as well. And it was like, is it broadcast news? There's a famous kind of movie where he starts pouring sweat during a news broadcast. And it got me so terrified of actually like even doing TV stuff.
Oh wow!
Virtually always, I would go, I'm going to start sweating. Am I going to start sweating? Because I just think people think I'm a psychopath or something.
So have you tried Botox in your underarms?
No, because I don't want to do extreme things like that. It's
you
not
don't
good
want to
for
cure
you.
The problem. You just want to moan about it.
No, but isn't Botox Botox is a poison?
Honey, the same's been said about you. So I mean, you are in good company. No, because you can have your sweat glands removed, but it gives you compensatory sweating.
Oh.
Yeah, so you'll start sweating in your palms and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, right.
But I would be sweating with Matthew Wright. He's a creepy little man, isn't he?
Well, do you know what I never mentioned to him? This is an exclusive. I've never mentioned... Oh, God, no, I can't mention that as
no,
well.
No, come on, it's an exclusive, bitch. Focus.
No, I can't, because I can't talk about the other thing that's linked to why I met him years ago.
Oh, right, okay.
God,
oh,
this no, is
oh,
such
it wasn't
a...
It wasn't a dead body in a I'm pool, was
no,
it?
No, but I am never... that. Basically, he forgot... He wants... I'm not tell him no more than this. But when I was in my late 20s, he doorsteps me for the Daily Mail about... No, only because it was something to do with my sister, who was more famous than me. Wow. And
who's your sister?
My sister... Oh, God, my
oh,
sister...
Oh, can we not book her? I want famous people.
My sister is not very... She's just... She's my level of fame.
What does
so
she do?
Occasionally people go, who's that? And they think they know that. She's an actress. She's in... what's she in at the moment? She's Anna in... Is it Anna? Is it Anna? It is Anna. Not going out. She's Hugh Dennis's wife in that. And she was in things like... She's a
Did I speak
actress.
To this lady on the phone about motorhomes?
Yes. She didn't call you, did she? Because no, it was
yes,
not
she
to her.
I spoke
it was,
on the phone.
Oh, Sarah.
Yes.
Sarah Crowe is her
yes.
friend. Who,
yes.
Who called... Yeah, so... Well, I shouldn't be... I don't want to give my
Back
sister...
Back to the doorstep.
This is about me, this
Back
festival.
To the
I'm not...
Exactly.
My sister's in London doing nothing at the
Let's
moment.
Let's get
she
back on
no,
track.
You don't have a sister. You're a liar. No, I. Do you know what really freaks me out about Matthew Wright is that little rat-tailed turd of hair that he's grown down. It's like a fucking curly jobby. It's disgusting. And he always looks like a 17-year-old that's just had a wank.
No, but oh, he is a nice man, though.
Really?
Can I row back?
I've not seen it.
No, he is a nice man. He is very nice
well,
to speak
I'll,
to.
Look, I'll hate who I hate, thank you.
Yeah. But know. Do you ever do that? Have I meet people... I hate people, meet them and love them. I'm
yeah,
so
no,
shallow.
I know.
Jeremy Clarkson, hated him, met him twice, adored him.
Ah.
Adored him. He was like, I know, and I know you immediately don't like me. But, like, you know, I watched, went back and went, oh, he doesn't mean it, he's not that bad. And if someone's nice to me, I was a Republican, did Royal Variety, I'm not a Republican anymore.
Wow.
I believe the royal family's ridiculous, but they're very nice people, and can't we just leave them alone?
Yeah, it's the same with Steps. Leave them alone.
Exactly.
It's a good show. They're not doing anyone any harm.
Exactly.
No,
exactly.
Unlike Matthew Wright, ruining careers, growing his hair, that kind of thing. How are you enjoying being in Edinburgh? Because you're a bit like us, you're a bit of a veteran.
I
hate
am
that
a bit
word.
Of a veteran. Yeah. I actually didn't do it as much as people. I didn't used to do it regularly. I didn't do it at the right time. I should have done it all through my 30s, and I did it about two or three times. In my 40s, I did it much more heavily. Mm. And I really am enjoying this for the same reason that, you know, because my show is about going through a divorce. I'm very early stages. We're still living in the house.
We're still very early, yes. You're
so
still in the same house.
But I am so loving, because we've been in the house for 10 months. We're selling it. And we get on okay when we've got different parts of the house and stuff. But it's great to be away for a month. And also, it's great to be in Edinburgh without that sense. I feel far less homesick because there's not someone to go, hi, I'm sorry, I'm away. I'm sorry, I'm ruining August again. Because my wife always hated Edinburgh. So she'd come up, if she came up once
I've
or twice.
I've met your wife. She's a very jealous woman.
She's very jealous.
Very jealous. Never met her before in my life.
No, but so it's my first Edinburgh without guilt. It was like, I can do Edinburgh and... I don't have to go. There's someone going, well, you've gone away for August, haven't you?
I really relate to that because there is such a sense of freedom about it. Mm. Even not even just Edinburgh, but just gigging now. You know, I kind of get off. I don't. And if I decide to stay an extra day because I can't, I'm like, oh yeah, I can stay down in London for another day. Because there's no sense of going, oh, well, I have to get back and it's not fair on, you know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, there's that sense of letting go and no responsibility for other people.
Who
it's rather lovely.
Instigated the divorce?
My wife did. So I look innocent, though, of course I'm not.
Okay.
But that's isn't that? That's the thing of it. It is the both of us. But
did it come as a shock to you?
No. Weirdly, the worst day. I didn't talk about this in my show actually because I realised why am I a bit hard about it. It was a year before where I got a big warning of I think this is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. So I had a year of being in sort of denial about it, trying to think about it and just go, I'm sure it'll be okay. And when it actually happened, it was like this release of I can tell everyone. Because I'm a real man in terms of a real man. Of course, I'm not a real man. But I'm.
She's doing a very good impression.
The one.
She's a fucking hybrid.
No, but the one thing I'm a real man about is I don't share I don't share things enough with other people.
You and Harold Shipman, he was a real man. He kept a lot to himself.
We hide things. But don't you find there's that thing of. When you're in a relationship, and I think it's a sort of nice thing, you don't want to share too much of your personal troubles of your relationship with friends. It's almost like I'm sharing a thing, because I always saw my wife as my best friend.
Yeah.
So suddenly this relief, be able to go, hey, I can... And quite quickly, she's become not my best friend.
Yes, no, it's easy how that can unravel.
It's fast, it becomes from... You are everything to you're my sort of opponent now, but you're quite fun.
I always think that that's the tragedy, like quite seriously, that you've spent all this time with someone, you've been emotionally naked, physically naked, you may or may not have children. I don't know how easy it is for a real man to have children naturally, but you have shared so much, and then to potentially not having that person in your life anymore. It's odd that you would spend so much time, or the you know their role changes in as much as you're like, actually, you're not the person that I thought, and
I think it's more as well the fact that you get to a stage where you want different things. So to be on the same page as someone for so long, and to kind of have the same goals and ambitions and the future, when that kind of goes a different road, that's when it's hard. And that's where the disagreement comes in, because you want different things.
Yeah, I suppose so, but also it's... I mean, the thing is, I think women... You know, women tend to leave. It's like 65%. Yeah. You left, didn't you?
Yeah.
And women tend to leave. And I think men get a bit lazy. I think men do go, got a nice house here. We got a nice telly. Yeah. And I think I did. I got a bit, it's okay. And we got on very well, actually. We were more passionate in the first 10 years. We were still married. We've been married 22 years. So the first 10, 11 years was much more heated, much more roused. And then it became the sort of comfortable, good friends thing. And I don't want to be setting off things in people's marriages, if you're, honestly. It's all going to probably end quite horribly. But
well, they're going through a difficult stage.
Yes. Are you both married?
No, but not to each other. That's the joke.
You are or not? Sorry, I'm really gullible as a comic, by the way, so I believe everything.
You shouldn't have come on this show. You're a fool.
I know, I do. People just tell me things and I go, yes, okay, that's true.
I'm a bit gullible like that in terms of someone says something and I go, oh,
I also don't have a very good sense of humour. My show is brilliant, but I've had heckles where everybody's laughed in the room and I've gone, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Like the whole audience has sided against me, going,
my kids actually play a game of how can we confuse mum with jokes that she won't get.
But you are quite easily confused.
I'm very easily confused. Because I'm very trusting, Bruce.
But that's the thing, for someone with such a keen ear for gossip...
Oh, I love a gossip.
You don't get sarcasm.
No, I don't. No. Like half the time. Some of the things he says about people, and I go, Bruce, you can't say this. I don't mean it.
Yeah.
So I've got to. I now know
you are.
You are
quite frightening, I think, isn't he? He's quite. I like.
Well, I'm sorry. That's coming from a human pansy. I mean, I'm not holding you up as a bastion of masculinity. Of course, I'm not frightening. I'm very direct.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't have time. I'm like Alison. I'm busy.
That's the thing, though, because you do have this facade of being, I think, quite intimidating and terrifying. But now I go, no, you're not. You're just a fucking pussycat.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he is. It's weird.
I'm horrible in my show and not in real life. My comedy's gotten darker as I've got older.
Yes, because I've seen you being quite scathing on stage.
Oh, I'm really horrible. I do a line at the moment. I'm just quite nasty to my audience. I don't want to give away things, but I do a bit in my show of talking about having a row with my wife and not being able to get my ring off because I put on so much weight. And it was like 3 months of dieting. And I've continued dieting to try and be more attractive.
But you have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, and I say, it was to get the ring off. It's not. It's to trap another woman into a relationship and then, like a puffer fish, just go and blow up again. It's loads of us do it, don't we? You get happy and go, I just want to... Do you love me? Yes, good, let's eat. Do you know what I mean? So I'm trying to be more attractive, but I do a thing. I do a thing in my audience for saying that lots of married men don't wear wedding rings, don't they? And I go, who doesn't here? And I do a little poll and they all go, yeah, I don't. And I go, yeah, lots of men just find it gets in the way of fucking other women.
Yeah. Or it could just be the case.
So I lead them on and just go, and you see their face go, and I'm thinking, I think they have. Yeah,
they might just not want to wear a ring on their finger.
Yeah,
oh, Bruce. But that's interesting, because when I married my husband, you have nice... I put on a lot of weight. I was sort of 13 stones. So, yeah, I kind of... You know, it's fat and happy for a few years, and then it turns into unhappy. But you're still fat.
I know.
It's the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. It's a real, you know, I don't know if babies as well do it, I think, to men as well as women. Because I've got two. I mean, my kids are grown up, and but I put on loads of weight when they were born. There is a sort of thing. There is a sort of thing where you're
nesting.
Yeah. There isn't enough understanding about how tough childbirth is for men.
Do try and explain that to me. I'm all ears, Al.
I'll be honest with you. My wife had very fast first labour.
Oh, good. I did too. My son, I bruised his nose on the way out because he gave
out a mask. Everybody thinks that's great, don't they? Everybody thinks it's not, but it's intense. It's intense, you know, pain for the woman. Obviously, it's very quick. And she was in this water, it was a water birth. She was holding onto my shirt and she ripped my shirt. And she never apologised and I had nothing to change into. And things like that where you just feel, and you can't complain, can you? But
I bet you did.
How are the kids taking it? Do they see it as the right thing? Are they happy?
They were shocked by it. They were not. They did not go, oh, we all knew. Because we all were, honestly, you met us, I know, a week before we broke up. We were out with friends and people going, what? What the fuck? But you're fine. Because we get on very well. You know, we are very pally and friendly. And my daughter, that was the easiest thing, I think. Because I think I had a little feeling in my head that even though they were grown up, you sort of thought, I have that terror of losing the kids, sort of like you won't see the kids because, which is about what happens to men when the kids are smaller. You just, you know, you spend less time with the kids, and both of you do. But I would say both my kids are doing fine art degrees, so the worry is going to be that they're never not going to live. They're always going to live with me or my wife till they're in their 60s, probably.
But they're unemployed for life.
But they were so amazing. I went up because I was being left. I went up to see them at uni, and I saw my youngest, who had just left and gone to uni, and she was just amazing. She said within, and this is in the show as well, but it's a true fact that she honestly said to me within about 4 or 5 minutes, she went, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. You know, you're going to meet another woman or a man.
Oh.
Did your daughter
my
say
My own
this?
Daughter. I used to have this with my mum, used to believe I was gay. My daughters believe I'm gay.
Society.
My wife doesn't.
Thinks you're
Society
gay.
Society thinks
the
I'm
media,
gay.
The media, your
gay
agent.
Gay men think I'm gay. I used to do a gig called Barcode in London where I'd walk on. I used to be introduced as, he's the campus straight man in London. And I'd walk on to a gay crowd and go, I'm not that gay, am I? And they'd go, oh, you are. Yeah.
No, it's funny actually because I have friends who they saw that their parents need to split up. They were the Kardashians, and it was Kris Jenner and Caitlyn Jenner, but Caitlyn wanted to become a woman. Have you thought about transitioning?
No, really.
You're too tired.
I'm too heavy framed
to
look amazing.
Oh, no, believe me, I know plenty tubby women. You're all right. Well, maybe do an extreme makeover on you. Just, you know, taste and try before you buy.
I know. I'm really scared about making... Sorry, I was making jokes about trans things. I was
We're not making jokes about trans things. Saying it's an option.
But saying about me... No, sorry, I know you're all now going, oh, fuck it. My wife said, I remember saying to her once, all these comics doing jokes about trans, I don't know why I stand in all these debates. She went, I'd stand well back if I were you.
With your bum to the wall.
Yeah, I think I just want to be really skinny trans woman, like Paris Lee. Is it Paris Lee? It's gorgeous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or Karl Lagerfeld. He wasn't trans, but he died really thin. Yeah, he was just living on barbiturates and Diet Coke. Yeah. And do you know his fortune all went to his cat, Choupette?
Really?
Isn't that fascinating?
Not really.
Oh, come on now. If you were really gay, you'd be all over that, you silly bitch.
But I'm just
happy to be here.
I was telling this on another podcast. This is an absolute dream I had. This is such an issue for me, and it keeps coming up, and it shouldn't at 52. I had a dream where my agent... I think it was my agent and my publicist for here were going, it really would help your show if you could come out as gay. Right.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
going, just, and it was honestly, but the dream was about that thing of how careerist are you? How much do you want?
How much would you be willing to lie in order to further your career?
But it's not just lie. I would have to, and I really am not a gay man, but would you actually... you know, act against your own instincts for the sake of your career. And I shouldn't be saying on podcasts, because I do go, I'm going to be gay for the sake of the show. I'm confusing myself, aren't I? But the fact I had a dream about it, and it was actually going, you careerist little bastard, you were going, I really don't want to do that.
Who was it?
They were going, it would really help with tickets.
It turned out, was it not Will Franklin that was then Sarah Franklin?
Yes.
And then that was a career move, wasn't it?
Oh, I love this show. Everybody thinks that, but we can't say it.
Well, why not? Because that's exactly
because
what happened.
We don't know for sure.
Do you know the biggest problem with Sarah? She needed layers in that wig. That was very heavily and bluntly cut. Did nothing for her.
Mm. Yeah.
But no, he's back, is he, to Will Franklin?
Back to Will Franklin, yeah.
Well, is he still gigging? Is he still doing...
I've not seen him for a long time. Yeah. Ironically, we did a gig together. Do you remember that guy in Canada that got fined £37,000 for telling a joke on stage and it was
offensive? Justin Trudeau. No.
It was Mike somebody other. Anyway, yeah. They did a gig at the Stand in Edinburgh. This is quite a few years ago. Did a gig at the Stand in Edinburgh about free speech and about uncensored and being able to say whatever you want. So we did this kind of fundraising benefit for this guy, Mike. And Will Franklin was on that. And somebody heckled him and he lost his shit and got them thrown out. And I was like, pretty much against the principles of why we're doing this fucking gig, you idiot. So, yeah.
Would you not have been gay for 3.5 weeks to boost your box office?
Boost your box office? That sounds rude.
I could take photos of you up Carlton Hill bent over.
Yeah. Oh, let's start a rumour.
Yes. Saying that he's doing a breakaway show called Lube Up Love. Here comes the truth.
Just start as a rumour, then people will go, oh, it makes me more interesting, doesn't it? Because I'm okay there, because I'm selling out already. But
where
I love
are
that you mentioned that before I
know.
Came on. I was going to. It was Saturday. You're meant to sell out on Saturday.
You are meant
you?
To sell out, but I genuinely, because do you mean obviously your career has advanced at a much quicker rate than mine has, that you would expect to sell out. I was genuinely. I think it's the first time I've ever been on a sold out board.
You could well be gay for the month, because you know you've got an admirer who shall remain nameless. So you could get down on that.
Who?
We'll speak after the show.
Oh,
see what I mean? She doesn't listen.
Do you find you do a lot of talk? The show is about your divorce stuff. Do you find people come on to you after shows?
Yes.
Do you find she comes on to people after shows? She comes on to people in the Lidl.
Yes, someone's getting quite a lot of horizontal refreshment all around the country. Thank you very much. Hello.
Could you be honest with me? What if your kids hear this? Are you fine with that?
So, I actually did a bit from the show at the Stand before the show finished out, and my daughter is one of the managers there, and I said about having sex in a tent in Glastonbury, and she was on the tech box, and then the act afterward, she never mentioned that her daughter was in the tech box. Ailey was just like,
oh my god.
And though my son-in-law to be came to see the show on the first day, and it has quite a lot in it, I am going to text my husband and go, don't you come and watch it. I don't think you'll enjoy it.
Ex-husband.
But my kids, everybody said, and Ailey agrees, my own child has said, it should absolutely horrify us, but it's going to entertain everybody else.
But
there is something
disgusting about older people having sex to younger people.
Oh, I don't talk about having sex. But the
idea of that thing, because like the thing is, when people go, oh, you don't think your parents have sex anymore? And I go, they probably aren't. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
If they're still together, they probably aren't. But when you're out there and going, that thing of broaching, oh, I'm seeing someone, and suddenly your daughter, I mean, my daughter's coming up on Thursday. And, but that idea of broaching that topic and the idea of her thinking, oh, God, you're shagging people.
To be fair, my kids have always been quite kind of, I've been always been quite open with them about stuff. Probably a bit too sherry. But yeah.
My daughters are too open with me. Certainly my oldest is single again after being in a relationship. She was going, I'm going to slag it around a bit. I went, what the fuck?
What a proud
I'm your
day.
Father. You're not meant to say that
and
to your
to be,
father.
I mean, the Glastonbury incident, my son came with me to Glastonbury and he was on. He was like, you have the tent, Mum. I'll go up to the Stone Circle. So, I mean, even my own... I mean, if anything, he's facilitating me.
Oh, that is...
he's turned into my pimp.
Is utterly repugnant. You should hang your head. Hal, your show, Living a Lie, where is it on?
It's called It's Best You Hear It From Me.
I should think it
exactly,
is.
Exactly. Oh, God, the show. Oh, God, it's set. Oh, I'm going to have another crisis now. I'm going to have to rewrite the show.
Living a Lie in Linen.
Living a Lie in Linen. Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's
if
next
only
year.
I could. No, but I just. Anyway, so it's called It's Best You Hear It From Me. Mm-hmm. It's Pleasance. Down the road.
Of course.
At 10 past 8.
Which room? You're in a big room, aren't you?
No, I'm not in big. We've scaled down because we're worried about COVID. I'm Pleasance 2.
Oh, Okay.
So it's like 160. Oh, so yeah, but it's
decent.
But it's fine. Yeah, and but no, it's honestly, I don't want to show off.
But
it is the best show I've ever done.
Lovely.
It is the best.
But
and
that's not showing off. That's just being realistic that you're happy with
what you're doing. You're not saying I'm great. It could be quite
poor. Oh, you're not. I mean, believe
me. If you don't enjoy it, I've done a lot worse.
But I think...
That's what you... You know what I mean?
But I think we don't do enough of this, celebrating when we are happy with ourselves. We always try to put ourselves down and kind of push things. Oh, he's not very good. Fuck it. If you feel that, you bloody say it loud and proud. But also, I think there is something, because this whole thing of getting older and you bring your kids up, that we're expected to kind of slow down. And I think finding that new lease of life, I think more people should do it. And I think, liberating. And
we're flying the flag for great older comics, because
absolutely.
This is a festival. It's a business that goes straight into youth, always.
And always.
Of course it does. It's always trying to find the next thing. And all the big buzzes at Edinburgh are the next thing. Yeah. And I am convinced some of the best shows I know are up here comics in their 50s who are, I mean, God, I
smashing it.
I always say, no, that's the great thing about this job.
I'm not in my 50s, so I can't join in.
But we keep getting better. I remember doing, slight name drop, I was doing a Montreal showcase in 2008, and Joan Rivers was comparing. Oh. And I hadn't seen her for ages, and I thought, Joan Rivers is comparing. A whole lot of us were on. It was like a showcase for the whole festival. And it was one of the most amazing compare jobs I've ever seen. She was so on it and so fucking brilliant. She was late 70s, and it always stuck in my head going, you just keep getting better. You keep getting better. Yeah. So go and see older... Well, you already have done.
Done.
But, you know...
I mean, we...
So well done.
We really are up the average of age.
Thank you for joining us, Hal. Thank you for joining us.
Larry's on next. He's too young, but he is fucking brilliant, Larry.
Annoyingly so, isn't he? Yes.
Come over round of applause for Mr. Hal Crossetin.
Thank you so much, Hal.
Thank you. Now, shall we just get her on? Larry, come to the stage. A round of applause for Larry Dean.
Oh, Larry Dean.
I enjoyed Hal.
Oh, I very much enjoyed Hal.
We won't touch for fear of monkeypox.
Sun cream for the second time or whatever. You've lathered yourself in something. What is it?
Sunscreen.
It is sunscreen. You're not just moisturising for the sake of it.
No, but you started touching my face and I was like, oh man, I've not had my face touched in a very long time. You started stroking my face.
I did. I stroke everybody. I've got a real touchy-feely way about me.
Yeah, kind of slaggy.
It is.
Anyway.
It might be uncomfortable for people, but...
But you don't care, because you're actually quite a selfish person.
No, I do, because I'm quite
encompassing. No, you are, but not everyone wants that, particularly in a blouse that can sing its own song.
Oh, shut up.
Honking. Larry, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Are you okay? Are you worried? Do you burn easily?
I have burned easily.
Because you are quite anemic looking. You don't look healthy. A lot of people might think you're on methadone. Has this always been the case? I mean, the skin is flawless, but... You don't look well. I mean, we're just talking about monkeypox, because we're both worried about monkeypox, aren't we?
I know, and I've got this these.
Oh, God, right. Okay, you've got the lesions. You've got the beginnings of. What are those?
I got bitten by a spider when I was in Australia, and it's just hung around. But now, annoyingly, that was just before monkeypox. And then whenever I talk to people, they do the thing of, you didn't do it, which I was amazed at. You stroked my fucking face.
I did.
But usually
I didn't hug him.
Yes, because where were you? Were we Nottingham? Where were we? And I saw you and I was like, oh, what's
your
face?
Oh, that was Glastonbury. Just before you got pumped.
God, that could have been the remnants that hit your face. Yuck. Yuck, yuck, yuck. You should get a patch like Madonna. Madam X. I didn't touch him because I know where he likes to go. So and I don't want the monkeypox because I don't have time like Alison. I'm busy, busy, busy. What are you discussing in your show this year, please, Ronaldo?
I'm discussing... I was in Abu Dhabi and I got arrested for smuggling drugs, but I wasn't doing it on purpose. I had like CBD oil on me, so they kind of put me aside. I didn't go into jail, but like they were
took you aside.
But that genuinely, you can get 50 years for something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
How the fuck did you get away with it? You didn't get arrested. Well, you didn't go to jail.
No idea. Basically, I think like I just basically just agreed with them on everything. So I just was like, I was really apologetic and stuff, and agree with them that I was like, yeah, you're totally right. Gay rights are wrong, stuff like that.
Okay.
And,
well, everyone believes that.
Wow.
Everyone believes that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The gays get too much attention. Were you over there working?
Yeah, I was doing some gigs over there.
Yeah, I did that. I don't think I'd ever go back. I was really lucky I got away with the way that I behaved.
But did they people give you shit for doing that? Because I got given shit for that. Of like, why?
I got a load of shit, but then as I said to my friend, A, you wouldn't be booked, and I had a credit card to pay off. Plus the fact as well, the Dubai Harvey Nichols is one of the nicest I've ever been in. So I would go back for that, genuinely, because I had enough points on the old reward scheme to get champagne and stuff.
I mean,
I loved it. I got Louboutins and everything.
Fuck human rights, as long as you got a nice Harvey Nichols. That's my fucking motto.
Oh, bitch, please, do we not pop over there from time
oh, no,
to
no.
time to
I'm
ply your
sarcastic.
Filth?
Yeah, well, I'm being sarcastic. Mm. I've been four times.
Oh, no, I loved it. But the thing was...
They hate women as well, don't you know?
You know, we all do.
It's so funny, the amount of... there's so many virtue signalling comics that go,
oh,
do this,
oh,
do
I
this.
Couldn't
and
do
then,
it.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm off to Dubai to do some gigs now.
Because we went to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Doha, Bahrain, and somewhere else. And I remember having the woman in the hotel really liked me, and she gave me a huge tomahawk steak, like a Fred Flintstone steak. It was absolutely massive. And I went, all right, okay, I'll manage that. She went, no, there's two. So I was going on internal flights with Tupperwares full of steak, which apparently you're not allowed to do.
Right.
And screaming at people in dish dashes, could you stop smoking on the plane? I'm asthmatic. I was very much myself over there.
No, absolutely. Oh, and I'm going to come back to that, but there is a common thread amongst comics, actually. It goes back to the Jonglers days and doing the Middle East gigs, or the CSE gigs, which was doing the gigs for people coming back from Afghan. Most people that complained about not getting booked for those, or saying the human rights, oh no, I wouldn't do it, are the ones that couldn't get booked for it. That was what was similar.
Well, weirdly, we got an offer to do gigs in Iraq, but one of the comics didn't do it. I was really pissed off about it because I was like, I'd love to.
Well, you wanted to see the soldiers.
Yeah.
Yes. I keep wanting
those
bigger war.
Those Taliban guys are hot as fuck, man.
It's the eyes, isn't it?
Well, those CSE gigs were great when they were bringing them back from Afghan and Iraq. And I was like, and then the war stopped and there was no more gigs. I was like, bring back war.
See, that's the thing. Why don't people talk about... So my sister, I think I mentioned this the other day. Now, I didn't vote for Brexit. But she said that she went to France, got a litre of gin on the way in for £12, a litre on the way back. There's a benefit of Brexit. No one's tweeting about it. Why is it all misery? Bring back war if there's money involved.
Duty free is back. Yes. Thanks to Brexit.
Fabulous.
Well, I clarify, none of this is touched on in my show, by the way. Absolutely none of that.
You were able to use an app out in the Middle East, I recall you telling me.
VPN?
Oh, you use Grindr?
Not VPL, because that's a panty line. No, to get on the internet, you had to use this thing to unblock it.
Oh, yeah, but Grindr now has a... you can't use VPN to use Grindr now because too many people are doing it.
Oh, I wouldn't go back then. I've no time for that kind of crap,
exactly,
honestly.
I'm
even semi-fluent in Arabic.
I genuinely, so is you can get, you can access Grindr in Dubai.
You were able to before. But
and
there's so many homos that live there.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Loads,
like gay,
loads.
There's like gay hotels and gay bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of, I remember walking into a hotel there and then they were playing like Prince. And then there was like all the people, the receptionists all had like dyed hair. And then the person who was running the gig was like, oh, this is the gay hotel. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck, yeah. Because you get so used to thinking, no, there'll be no gay people here. And then you go in there and like, oh, yeah, this has got all the fucking telltale signs.
Yeah, I walked into that gay bar that was playing Kylie wearing a bumming burqa.
Oh, my God. But you can get arrested for being gay.
They didn't arrest anyone in Sex and the City too. I mean, I know that's a film and not real life. It's the only reason I want to meet Omid Jalili again, because he's been near the cast.
Oh, really?
But then I'll have a look and see how manky he is, because he could be troubled as well. We need that vaccine. So what do you discuss in the show, other than being arrested in Abu Dhabi?
Being arrested in Abu Dhabi, chat about me and my boyfriend broke up.
Oh, again?
Not again.
Another one, yeah.
Oh, wow. What is it?
Jesus, Larry.
What do you mean again?
You go through boyfriends like fucking I go through knickers, which is rare.
As you
think.
There's been 3 years since I've done a show. This is the thing, man. Okay. Kind of like, no, hold on. So I was going out with a guy for 3 years, then we broke up, then I had a year and a bit.
I remember counselling you in the backstage of the Glee.
When was that?
About 3-4 years ago.
Oh, yeah, that was a bad breakup.
I think we have to look within you. I think you might be the problem. I think you're demanding and selfish.
I think... you're possibly. I think you and my therapist are probably onto something.
Oh, a therapist. God,
yeah,
really?
I've got one of them now.
A Scottish therapist.
No, Northern Irish.
Oh, that's tough,
even,
love.
Exactly. It's even
How
worse.
Are you?
Exactly. I'm having to tell a Northern Irish person about my troubles. But the
Oh, boom, boom, even I got that. Tatoes.
I don't know, maybe it is my bad. Although I had the thing of, I phoned my ex after this breakup to kind of go, just, you know when you get feedback from a partner that's broken up and you go...
Are you on Trustpilot? Yeah. With a very low rating.
My mate summed up perfectly, by the way. My mate was just like, he was like, why are you assembling exes like it's the fucking Avengers? Like,
maybe it's because you're sad there's no war in Iraq and you're hoping these people will fight over you. I could be your therapist, actually. You're mental.
Oh,
need to stay in.
I'm glad you're saying this to my face, man.
I always do.
No, cool.
Are you a two-faced person? I'm not a two-faced person. I wouldn't necessarily lead with it, but I see this as a conversation.
No, this is why I tend to trust you, actually, because it tends to be the thing of if someone is able to say something really harsh to your face...
Yeah. Politely.
Then, was that?
Politely.
Oh, yeah, you've always been so polite.
Very polite. Beautiful diction.
If you say it to their face, then it's like, well, what are they going to say behind your back? Nothing.
Nothing.
You've got nothing else to say. Unless, I mean, if you are saying things that you're not saying to people behind the back, fucking hell, man, I have no idea what, horrendous stuff could come out.
Oh, no, 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 you always know where you are with Bruce.
Exactly, that's the
thing. You know where you
are
with Bruce.
You feel safe because you go, oh, cool, I know where I stand there. Yeah.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah, I've heard, I can't say it on because this has been recorded, but there's so many stories of things that you've, people have quoted you of, can you believe you actually fucking finally said that to them?
Yes. But that's the thing. I don't think you have to lead with it. But I think if you do, you know, if someone comes to you and they want a bit of advice and, you know, I don't know, they have a face that could stop a train and no one's going to be interested in them, you know, you can basically say, I don't even think a good haircut's going to save you. You might want to get a hobby. I think as long as you're kind of polite... I think you're fine. I think you're absolutely fine.
It's very kind of you. So kind.
Because that's the thing with a lot of people that can't afford Botox or surgery, a good haircut does them well. Some people, I don't care how much you spend on your hair. Seriously. Oh. You look as though you live in a drain.
I keep forgetting what he thinks I could benefit from. A facial peel and I won't.
Someone had said to her she could benefit from Botox. I said, the damage is done. What we need to get rid of all this. We need something pulled back and we need this light thing on your grooves.
Yes.
You need to stay out the sun. And because if Jojo had her way, she'd be a cigarette. Yeah. She'd just set fire to herself and just breathe it all in. I said that to her yesterday. Fucking remove your head, replace it with an optic and bang off the ceiling. Cut out the middleman. Anyway, back to your show.
Yes,
back to your show.
I'm enjoying this, man. You're on a fucking roll. This is great.
So your show is called Biscuits in Bed and the Crumbs That I've Slept With, a tale of harrowing heartbreak about how you're the most selfish bummer walking the planet. Is that basically it in a nutshell?
You got a fucking bag on, man. Yeah, exactly.
What time is this delusional filth on?
It's every show I've ever done, isn't it? It's 8:30.
And how many fringes have you done now?
Oh, fuck, how many have
I done? You've done quite a few, haven't you?
Yeah. I don't know. I never know if you count the ones when you didn't do, like, your own show.
Oh,
like,
yeah, of course you do, because you turned up.
Oh, so probably, like,
you were probably split up at that point and very upset.
Yeah, exactly. How many breakups have I had? And that's
no,
how many
actually,
fringe shows
I've when
done.
You weren't doing your own show, you were probably happy in a relationship. The minute you got dumped, sign me up.
Yeah, no, exactly, man.
Do you do the dumping, or are you the dumpy? And I'm not talking scat. Focus.
Well, honestly... It was more of a mutual thing. I don't know, it's so complicated. My God, we've got we can have a chat. It's
okay.
Like an hour long conversation. The audience don't find out much in the show because it's like it happened like about a month before the festival, and then I was like, oh, I can't change too much of the show.
No.
I don't really bitch about exes, because you know what I mean? It always looks bad. Like when someone's just like, oh, and they were like this, and they were like this, and you're like, yeah, but you're probably a bit of a fucking dick yourself. So,
I think I said that earlier.
We should call
that
quite nicely, yeah. But you're not supposed to say it. You're just supposed to quietly think it. But I, so, yeah.
And are you still not drinking?
Not during the Fringe. No, I don't drink during the Fringe.
Right, okay.
That's very restrained. Do you not get tempted? Because there's so many people, genuinely, there's loads of people that we do love and want to drink with. Do you not get tempted when you just kind of see a whole bunch of people and go, oh, come on, let's get pissed?
Oh, no, I'd absolutely love to, but see, when I'm hungover, if I have a bad gig hungover, that's like, I don't want the audience to have to kind of stop me from crying.
No, that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
It's an absolute disaster. Also, the paranoia that somebody, that'll do something stupid. Because there's quite a few people around that you like, since everybody knows each other on the circuit as well.
Yeah.
Is that you usually have to go get pissed with people that you
have you slept with anyone on the circuit? I haven't.
I've actually not.
No, neither have I. Do you know why? Because they're really ugly.
Yeah, actually, I'm trying to think of like.
Oh no, don't shit in your own nest.
Oh, there's not much pickings for the likes of us.
No, good God.
Honestly, they're all fatter than I am. No, thank you. You know who you are. We know you're not listening.
I know.
P.S. I hate you.
Oh, the amount of people that say they're not listening to the podcast. Oh my God. So fucking
Oh yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm definitely listening. By the way, I'm definitely listening to the other episodes of this podcast after watching this.
Oh, the Lorraine Kelly one's a hoot.
Because I'm like, I want to hear what it says to people. I'd be like, yes, Bruce, you told the truth again. Thank you very much.
What time is your show on and where is it on? Tell me. 8:30.
8:30 at the so I didn't mean to cough towards them.
Fucking hell. Man alive, it's bad enough looking at the epidermis. It's like Phantom of the Opera, although, Jojo, you've got the fusty side. I've got the side that Sarah Brightman might lick or sing to. I will be doing neither. I have to rest my voice. Can you sing?
We still don't know where the fucking show is. Let's get that out.
I used to say.
Oh my God, how rude. It's an open conversation, bitch.
But I want to know where he's playing.
He's playing in his own mind. That's where he's happiest. I'm his new therapist. Leave him alone. He's not allowed to talk to people. Where are you on, bitch? Quick, quick, quick.
I'd love you to be my therapist, man.
I'll be your fucking agent. I'll give you a career. You won't like it.
I'd love
You'll
it.
Be in the strangest porn you can imagine. But you'll be happy. Good. Pasty, but happy.
Actually, fuck. Hold on, actually. We're talking about like going out drinking and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, being single and that. Have you got anyone you can set me up with then?
No, absolutely not. I would not expose them to you. You're fucking nuts.
Oh, fair enough.
I don't know. Well, maybe Hal Crittenden, because we're trying to turn him, aren't we?
Oh, do you like older men and women?
If Hal was gay, would you go a rumble tumble?
No, fuck, he's a twink. Christ, are you blind?
He's a twink.
He's a skinny homo. He's an elderly twink now, but he's twink vibe. So he's not going to go for Burly Big Hal, even though he's on a starvation heartbreak diet. Honestly, he doesn't want to go out with fucking Richard Attenborough, does he? Jesus. Get a grip, woman. Actually, yes.
Oh, nice.
Because I've fallen out with this person. So I'm going to fuck them over. Lives in Portobello. You'll love it. The flat's gorgeous. He used to work in fashion.
I love that. I'm going to set you up with this person just to get my own back on that person.
Yeah, I tried with Nathan. He wouldn't bite, so you'll do. It has been a pleasure. If you could tell us where you're on, that would be great, and we could all get on with our day.
Magic, it's 8:30 at the Monkey Barrel.
8:30 at the Monkey Barrel. Which Monkey Barrel are you in?
Monkey Barrel 3.
Are you beside Norris and Parker?
What's that?
Right, yes. Okay. They're two ladies. Oh, not aimed at you. How stupid. Come over a round of applause for the lovely Larry Dean! And I'll let you know how to get that vaccine.
Thank you. Give me a...
I really feel that we've learned something today.
I'm absolutely exhausted. What a roller coaster load of fun that was. That was fun. Yes. Wasn't that fun?
I don't think the two people at the end enjoyed it that much. I could see you kind of going, what the fuck? Did your parents bring you here?
Well, they're not on my eyeline, so I don't give a shit.
No, of course you don't, because you're a selfish person. No, she was... I didn't know whether you were giving me the death stare or you wanted to kind of self-harm. Bye, Larry. Chalmers is down the road. That's where you'll get the vaccine. But anyway, you made it through. Have you enjoyed it?
Yes.
Because you've been one of our more receptive audiences.
By virtue of them being an audience.
Well, by virtue of you being here, we've met our flyer and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Do come back. It's the guests change every day. And look, that was a therapy session.
I know. The guests change every day, and so do we.
What?
Well, we're the same.
I think we've got a similar approach.
Yes, well, but we don't say the same things.
No, that's true. No, if he's going to pay me to be a therapist, I'm up for it.
More more.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much
thank
for joining us.
Much,
and we
indeed.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your Fringe.
You enjoy.
Have
thank
a good
you.
Day. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.